This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
And we come to part 18 of the Hour One Nugget today. Draw close to God. No idea why I said 19. 18 was in my head, 19 came out. Well, there you go. Go figure. We're at part 18. Draw close to God. And the premise of that title is this: draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. Do you know that? Draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. We're looking in the book of James. James was the brother of Jesus. And we're at verse 2 and verse 3 and verse 4. This is what it says. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. This verse is quoted so many times. I've even heard it said when someone is really down, the other person will say, "Oh no, you know what it says in James? Consider it pure joy when you're going through trials. Consider it pure joy, brother, sister." Do you know, I've even said it myself. And when you say that to someone who is going through a really difficult time, it's not helpful. It's not at all helpful. You see, the reason for that is that when you see scriptures like this, you can't consider it pure joy until the Holy Spirit illuminates this passage so that you know completely what James is saying. You may well think, hang on a minute, well, I've only ever seen that once in the Bible. Go with me real quick to 1 Peter and the first chapter in verse 6, and it says this: "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through refined by fire, even though refined by fire." In all this, in all what? In all those who are going through faith and are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation. Just know this, James is right in what he says. You see, when we go through trials, it's very possible that it is a spiritual attack. I go through spiritual attacks all the time. And if you can put your hand on your heart and say, "I don't ever go through spiritual attacks," I can only assume that you are not that close to Almighty God. Because when you get close to Almighty God, Satan wants to take you out. He wants to end this relationship. That is what he tries to do. So he attacks. Beloved, when troubles are coming your way, we are I'm trying to think of the correct word here. When troubles are coming your way, the Lord is impressing upon us. That's it. The Lord is impressing upon us to consider these trials, these problems, these troubles, as James says. He impresses it upon us to consider that it is an opportunity for great joy. Now, it's that word consider that I adore. Because what James is saying is, don't make it a pure joy thing when you're going through trials. Don't just immediately say, oh, I'm going through a trial, therefore it's pure joy. That is what we are led to believe when we misquote this scripture. But look what it says. It's that word consider. Consider it an opportunity for great joy. Think about it. Pray about it. Look upon the situation and say, Lord, should I be now looking on this particular trial that has happened to me, this particular problem, this trouble that I have? Should I be seriously looking at this as an opportunity for great joy? What do you think, Father? And I know that the Lord will answer you. And that's why James uses that word, consider it an opportunity for great joy. And then he goes on to explain why he feels that way. For you know, and there you go, you already know this, you have that knowledge, you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. What does he mean by that? Well, if you're continually going through problems, through trials, through hardships, you have to endure it. You have to keep on going. As I said that word endure, my mind immediately traveled to a beach where there are a whole bunch of Navy SEALs in the sea. And these guys, and women now, they're holding up a huge log. And they're in the sea. And they're holding this huge log above their heads. And they have to keep that huge log in the air for as long as they can. And when the camera pans across their faces, you can see that there is real endurance in their faces. They're not going to drop that log. Because if they drop it, the whole group drops it. So if one member of that team drops that log, then the whole log will come down and the entire team will fail. And you can see in their eyes the endurance, what they're going through, what they're suffering. And when they're told their time is up and they put down the log, you can see the joy on their faces because they have achieved the goal they set out to achieve. That is when your endurance is having this chance to grow because your faith is being tested. Are you still going to believe in God after this? Are you going to endure through all these circumstances? And when you do, can you then consider it pure joy for that trial that you're going through? Because James says, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, whoa, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. How amazing is that? And when you've endured that hardship and you've considered it and realized it is pure joy because you have endured through that hardship, and you drop the log, and you look heavenward, and you smile heavenward. What's your daddy doing? Your daddy is looking down at you and smiling back with such pride. And I know what he's saying. I knew you could do it. I knew you could do that. That's why I allowed it to happen. Because I knew that you would manage. I knew that you would succeed in this trial, in this battle. But I believe God would say, even if you didn't succeed, I would have been there to hold you. I would not have let you go. That is what is so wonderful. And that's why this is so necessary when we're drawing close to God, so that we can understand that God does things and allows things for us to endure, for us to go through this endurance, so that we can come out of the other side and realize that this endurance, although tough at the time, oh boy, the joy in your face when you get through it. You know, there's a couple that have written to me on a number of occasions and have come very close to this ministry. And that is Margie and Hector. They're in California. And Hector went into hospital yesterday to have a procedure. And he went through the procedure okay and has come home. And Margie says is in great pain. So Margie's husband, Hector, is lying there in great pain and is enduring that pain. And the point I wanted to make to you is this. When Margie wrote that email, she titled it, Praise Report, Thank You. That is amazing. Praise Report, Thank You. And the praise report is that he has come through the surgery, but is now left in serious pain. I'm going to read the email a little bit later on and we're going to pray. But that just struck me as I was bringing this word. That just struck me. That both Margie and Hector and the entire family are enduring at the moment because Hector is in so much pain. But I know this. I don't even need to look at Hector's face. I don't even need to, because I know that although he's in pain, he's smiling. And he is seeing the joy in what his dad has done for him. And I know the family are smiling because they know that they are covered in prayer. They know they're fully protected by Almighty God, and they are smiling because they are enduring through this trial. Whenever you go through a trial, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Consider it. Pray about it and say, Lord, is there an opportunity here for me to display great joy? Because I will endure and I will finish. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word today, Lord. I had no idea it would go down this road, and I had no idea how powerful you would make this word. And Lord God Almighty, I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Father, help us as we go through trials and give us an answer. when we consider it an opportunity for pure joy. Give us an answer, Lord. For we hear your voice. And Lord, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yet you are my Daddy. You are my Abba. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.